Using artificial intelligence in crop production, today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
A farm can be a wonderful place to grow up, but it can also be a dangerous place. Statistically, a child dies on a farm every 3 days somewhere in America. That needs to be fixed. Do whatever you can to make sure your kids keep safety top of mind, working or playing. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Artificial intelligence could become a useful tool for improving farm crop production. Stephen Mirsky is with the USDA's Agricultural Research Service.
We have a modular platform that has a single code base that can serve on a wide range of platforms for collecting imagery and other data, and then building intelligence around that imagery to be able to select in a breeding program, to be able to help researchers evaluate plant performance, and for farmers to do variable rate inputs on their farms.
In fact, says Mirsky, the tech is already in use.
All of these platforms are very accessible, and we're already deploying these with commercial custom applicators at scale across tens of thousands of acres. More and more farmers and researchers are already deploying this. We've got, I think, about 27 states across the country that are using this technology today.
Mirsky explains how this AI tech works.
You can be mapping the plants, mapping their performance, like how big are they? Are they under stress? What kind of stress are they experiencing? Water and drought stress? Is it nutrient stress? Or you could be quantifying, have you lost plants out there? Like, do you have less plants just because something died? And then you could also be using that to then deliver nutrients or deliver other types of management practices.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.